AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
Barn homes are all the rage these days. With maintenance-free living on the outside and endless possibilities on the inside, what's not to love? If you're thinking of having one built, MRSK Buildings should be your first stop. Jeff and Brady have years of experience and will guide you through the process with ease. MRSK Buildings at 2604 West Highway 50, across from Bluestem in Emporia. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 18th of September, 7:23. Thundershower activity in the area, 65 degrees on our way to 75 before it is all set and done this morning. And we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Jan Houston in to preview the Santa Fe Trail Symposium happening in Council Grove. Activities through this weekend, next week, and into next weekend. Jan, good morning. How are you?
About the rain, of course.
Understood. How exciting is it to bring the symposium back? Because I understand you guys have been doing this for a number of years now in Council Grove.
I think the last time there was a symposium in Council Grove was 1998.
Oh, it's been that long.
All
okay.
of the excuse me.
Oh, I just said all it's been that long. Okay.
All of the different groups of members of the Santa Fe Trail Association trade off on having the symposium. So there are groups all along the trail, all the way to Santa Fe.
All right. There's a lot of you out there, that's for sure. And you've got quite a lineup set to go here beginning tomorrow, Jan?
Yes, beginning tomorrow. That's when the wagon show begins. And there will be, maybe 17 different covered wagons there, and people can come and vote on the wagon that they think is most interesting, or they can listen to all of the different speakers. There will be a man speaking about the parts of the wagon, blacksmithing, Santa Fe Trail history. Steve Rosmer from right here in Lyon-Gowdy will talk about surveying the Santa Fe Trail, and he has a lot of interesting surveying equipment. So there are all kinds of things that will happen with the wagon show. And it'll also be going on Saturday. But that's the day that we have the bicycle ride, I hope, since I've been trying to organize that. Starting at 9, we'll be at Northern Heights High School and having the riders ride up to 142 Mile Creek, which was Old Allen, and seeing all of the big signs that are there. We're going to have a new sign up there as well, and we have a mock-up of it to show people. So that's Saturday, and then Sunday we're going to have church on the trail if the weather cooperates, yeah. And that'll be west of Council Grove.
How far west? Monday, where exactly will that be?
Oh, it's only like 2 miles west,
okay.
And there will be plenty of signs and things to let people know. And it starts at 10, so if people want to go to the church service, they need to get there a little early so they can get out to the trail. And it's pretty close, so it won't be difficult.
Okay.
And then on Monday, we have another bike ride, and certainly would like to invite people to come. That's also at 9 o'clock, and we're going to start in Council Grove that time on the Nature Trail, the Flint Hills Nature Trail, just in the southeast part of Council Grove. And we'll ride all the way down to Road 200 and then go north on Road 200 in Morris County to Rock Creek Crossing. And once we get to Rock Creek Crossing, which is right across from Highway 56, then Ken McClintock will be telling the story about Judge A.I. Baker being murdered by Bloody Bill Anderson way back in 1862. Tuesday, there's a scavenger hunt. Also, the big thing that we would like everybody to know about is the movie that will be shown at the Council Grove High School at 7. It's the movie that is entitled The Return of the Sacred Red Rock. And they've done a lot of work on making that an interesting movie, the rock that was moved from Lawrence back to Allegawahu Park for the Kaw Reservation. Do you want to know about other things?
Oh,
lighter?
Go for it. Yeah, absolutely. The floor is yours right now, Jan.
Okay. Later on Wednesday, Annie Wilson and the Tallgrass Express Band will be playing at 6 o'clock at the dealership. And on Thursday, we have speakers. And then Thursday is also the bus tour that will start in Council Grove and go all the way to Burlingame this year. So I'll be learning new information about Burlingame as I help Leroy Boleyn guide that bus tour. And then on Thursday, the bus tour is going to Fort Riley. And that will be an interesting tour where they actually can go in and see the museum and the cemetery and particular things that had to do with the Santa Fe Trail. And Friday, the bus tour, or Saturday, the bus tour is around Council Grove to all of the special memorials that they have there. Oh, my. There's so many different things.
There is a ton on the schedule, and we want to encourage folks to go to councilgrove.com/symposium to get more information about the different activities that are coming here, again, starting tomorrow and then continuing all the way through not only this upcoming weekend but the following weekend. Jan, you had mentioned here about the fact that cities and towns along the trail get to basically rotate this around, and it's been close to 30 years now since Council Grove has been able to host. I guess a couple of questions to my mind come up immediately is, what has Council Grove been doing here over the last few weeks to maybe get ready for the big activities that are part of the schedule? And how big of a feather in the cap is it for Council Grove to have something this, with this type of historic tie to really the nation's early history?
I think it's huge. It seems like our committee has been working to try to make sure that there is housing for people who are coming from farther away, and all of the town is just spiffied up. There are signs that are showing all kinds of places where people can eat, where the main talks are going to be taking place. I just approve of driving through town and seeing how they've gotten ready for it. It'll be a big day. It'll be a big week for the town of Council Grove. So they are trying to put their best foot forward.
So do you expect a lot of people in town for this, Jan?
I'm sure there will be lots of people in town for it, yes. And we certainly encourage people from Emporia, if they're interested, to go up and see.
Talk a little bit about the Voices of the Wind People pageant, if you could expand on that just a little bit.
Thank you. I didn't even mention that. That's terrible. Yes, the Voices of the Wind People pageant starts Friday night at 8 o'clock. It's in the Riverwalk Amphitheater. And if you've never been to that production, the people rehearse and rehearse to try to make it the most accurate presentation they can of what was happening in Council Grove back in the 1850s and 60s. And there will be a few members of the Kansa Indian organization who will be up to participate in it, and many of the Council Grove people are the actors in this presentation. So it'll be Friday night and Saturday night, 8 o'clock both evenings.
Well, it looks like you've got a number of bus trips, too, slated for, the Santa Fe Trail area in Morris County.
Yep.
And around, too, don't you?
Yes. Thursday is the one that goes east out of Council Grove to Burlingame, and Friday is the one that goes north up to Fort Riley, and then Saturday is the one that circles all the way through the town of Council Grove to show all the various sites that they've been able to preserve. So many towns have not been able to preserve their sites, but Council Grove has done an excellent job of doing that.
Will you be helping out with the bus tours, Jan?
Yes, on Thursday I will be one of the guides. Leroy and Boleyn and I have been doing this for several years.
Well, you do a great job. We were on the North Lyon County tour with you earlier this year.
And
you did an exceptional job. It was very interesting.
We loved having you along. It was an honor.
Well, for folks that want one other question here, Jan, and I know we're starting to run out of time, but for folks that want to get registered, are there still registration spots available, even, say, for the full symposium or on a day-to-day level?
I think most of the registration is stopped for the bus tours. Now, we will have a bus tour again in the spring like we always do in April, but registration for those things are pretty much stopped now.
All right. Well, Jan, we really appreciate your time with us here this morning. Is there anything else that you wanted to bring up here about the big symposium over the next week plus?
Well, there are just some fun things going on. You know, like there's a geocache competition that'll be going on Saturday. There are times when kids who are getting out of school can go and look for various prizes around the town. I don't know. There's just an awful lot of different things. That scavenger hunt ought to be a lot of fun. They will also have a time in the cemetery where people will be dressed up as parts, playing parts of some of the folks that lived here many, many years ago. And I think those cemetery tours are always fun.
Yeah. Well, it certainly is a huge part of American history, the Santa Fe Trail, and a good way to get engulfed in it is being a part of the Santa Fe Trail Symposium happening in Council Grove. Beginning tomorrow, going through next week and through next weekend. Jan, always appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Good to talk to you.
All right.
And
goodbye.
Jan Houston. She knows her Santa Fe Trail, Charlie.
Doesn't she, though?
She does.
Wow. Yeah. So get up to Council Grove and enjoy all the activities. And, again, go to councilgrove.com/symposium to learn more. And we will have a preview story coming up here shortly on KVOE.com. As far as our newsmaker spots, 7:20 every weekday morning. The 25th and 26th are our first available dates. So the end of next week, if you want either, call us at 620-342-1400. Tomorrow we'll be joined by Dr. Michael Lloyd, Gus Benjamin, Jim Crump, for sure, maybe other guests, as we talk about all the new equipment at the Newman Regional Health Cath Lab.
They have made much progress on the upgrade there.
Haven't they, though?
That is for sure. So it's big news, and we'll be going straight to the source, Newman Regional Health, tomorrow morning on our primetime newsmaker here, KVOE Live and Local. And our program this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings. They connect and construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732. MRSK Buildings. It is 7:34, 65 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next. Tuesday's just got a whole lot better at Flint Hills Lanes. Score big with $2.50 specials all day long. That's right, $2.50 a game, $2.50 for shoe rental, and tasty treats too.